Good morning. On behalf of the president of the college, my fellow administrators, members of the board of trustees, I wish to welcome all of our guests and friends to this graduation ceremony. As usual, there are one or two necessary announcements. First, I'd like to remind you that there will be an informal reception for graduates and their guests. This will be held immediately after the ceremony in the college cafeteria, which is the next building to your right down the street. Now, if all persons on this floor would exit through the door to your right at the side of the auditorium, it would alleviate the traffic problem. And there will be an usher outside to assist you. Secondly, on your program, the footnote regarding the close of the ceremony is important. Again, it's a problem of traffic, and it's necessary to allow time for graduates and faculty to clear the hall. So we have asked the ushers to assist, and we do request everyone's cooperation. These proceedings are now called to order. We are especially honored today to have as our principal speaker a favorite son of Berkeley, a renowned alumnus of the college, and a former chairman of the Berkeley Percussion Department. He's internationally recognized as one of the world's foremost jazz vibraphonists, and this year he received a Grammy Award from the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences in the category of Outstanding Jazz Performer. It was he who pioneered the four mallet technique that has now achieved universal popularity. Since he embarked on tours with George Shearing and Stan Getz many years ago, he has toured internationally with his own quartets and quintets, and he's been the leader or the featured artist on more than 30 albums. He has authored several texts on vibraphone technique, as well as the recent manual, A Musician's Guide to the Road. He's regarded as a musician's musician. And we're delighted to have the opportunity to benefit from the expertise of this major figure in professional American music. So let us welcome Mr. Gary Burton.